Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience in holding this morning, and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all of your participant phone lines are in a listen-only mode, and later there'll be an opportunity for your questions or comments. Feel free to queue up at any point during the presentation by pressing one followed by zero. I'm now happy to turn the conference over to Chair Barbara Curry.
Thank you very much. It's 11 o'clock, time to begin. Welcome all to the October 15, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to the novel coronavirus disease, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We've done that many times over these last months, but I find under Section 7C2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent at this time. So consistent with the governor's September 18th, 2020 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. Members of the public may listen to the entirety of the meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Please note that this meeting is being audio recorded to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and added to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, would you please call the roll?
Member Palavos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. We have four members, more than a quorum, ready to go. No announcements today, so the first item of business is public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Our operator, Justin, if you would please come on the line at this time and let people know how they may log a request to make a comment.
Certainly. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen,
thank you, John.
If you appear for a comment, please press 1 followed by 0 now. And if you are using a speakerphone this morning, it may actually be helpful to lift the handset, but once again, press 1 followed by 0 for any comment. At this time, we actually have no one queuing by phone for comment.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Justin. We'll now move on to the approval of the minutes. We have October 1st, 2020 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Palavos moves to approve the minutes. Member Van Wee seconds. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed say no.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The minutes are approved. And now we move on to today's agenda. Our only rulemaking is R21-18. Member Santos.
Thank you, everyone. On October 5th of 2020, the IEPA filed this rulemaking proposal, which would control emissions of volatile organic material from aerospace facilities in the Metro East counties of Madison, Monroe, and St. Clair. The Illinois EPA also filed a motion requesting that the board expedite its review of the proposal. The draft order first accepts the Illinois EPA's proposal for hearing. It also grants the Illinois EPA's motion for expedited review and submits the proposal to first notice publication without commenting on its substantive merits. I move the order.
Seconded by member Palavos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Aye.
Member Van Wee? Okay. Member Van Wee. And Chair
Aye.
Curry?
Aye. Once again, we have unanimity. The ayes have it. The order is approved. No adjusted standards today. Move on to administrative citations. And it seems to be Member Van Wee's baptism by fire, as it was last board meeting, since most of these are items are in her bailiwick. So our only administrative citation today is AC21-1, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Illinois EPA versus Danielle Nasser. On August 27, 2020, the agency filed an administrative citation against Ms. Nasser for open dumping resulting in litter and deposition of construction and demolition debris. Ms. Nasser was served on September 2, 2020 and had 35 days to contest the citation before the board. This time has elapsed and Ms. Nasser has not filed a petition to contest. This default order finds that Danielle Nasser violated sections of 21P1 and 21P7 of the Environmental Protection Act and orders her to pay a civil penalty of $3,000. I move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Next, adjudicatory cases, and the first one is PCB 21-24, attack certification, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ian McDonald requested favorable tax treatment of facilities with the alleged primary purpose of reducing or eliminating water pollution. The Illinois EPA recommended that Mr. McDonald's facility has met these requirements, and the board's technical unit agrees. This order approves the favorable pollution control tax treatment, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, the ayes have it. The order is approved. Another tax certification, PCB 21-25, Member Van Wee.
Thank you. Joliet Bulk had requested favorable tax treatment of facilities with the alleged primary purpose of reducing or also eliminating water pollution. The Illinois EPA recommended that the facility has met these requirements, and the board's technical unit agrees. This order approves the favorable pollution control tax treatment, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Next is PCB 21-26, a complaint. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The people of the state of Illinois filed a 7-count complaint against the 3 respondents, Yakmat LLC, Birch Creek Timber LLC, and Leon Stutzman, for open dumping of waste, litter, deposition of general construction and demolition debris, open burning, conducting a waste disposal operation without a permit, developing and operating a landfill without a permit, and disposing and or abandoning waste. This order finds that the complaint satisfies the content requirements of the board's procedural rules and directs respondents to file an answer within 60 days of the complaint. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Another complaint, PCB 21-27. Back to you, Member Van Wee.
Thank you. The people of the state of Illinois filed a 2-count complaint against Surface Maintenance Services Incorporated for failing to obtain a RCRA permit to conduct a hazardous waste storage operation and for storing hazardous waste at a facility without a RCRA permit. This order finds the complaint satisfies the content requirements of the board's procedural rules and directs respondent to file an answer within 60 days of the complaint. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Palavos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The last matter is PCB 21-8, a request for a time extension. Back to you, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. The Illinois EPA has rejected ExxonMobil's request for a reimbursement from the Underground Storage Tank Fund. The parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period to appeal the denial to an additional 90 days, which would be January 17th of 2021. This order grants that 90-day extension, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry? And my apologies
Aye.
To my guard dog.
It's okay. All right, the ayes have it. The order is approved. And we have 2 further items to consider. The first is my motion to adopt the proposed schedule of the board's regular open meetings for the calendar year 2021. The proposed schedule has been attached to the agenda, and if we adopt it, it'll be available on the board's website. I move the adoption of the proposed schedule. Member Santos seconds. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. On a unanimous vote, 4 voting yes, none voting no, the schedule is adopted, and it will appear then on the board's website. Our last item is a bittersweet one. We are bidding a fond farewell to Kathy Griffin, the board's chief fiscal officer. Here's a proclamation in her honor. Whereas Kathy Griffin joined the staff of the Illinois Pollution Control Board on January 1, 1998, and has served since then as the board's chief fiscal officer, and whereas Kathy's skill, experience, and unfailing attention to detail have provided the board exemplary fiscal management, and whereas Kathy's knowledge of legislative appropriations and her tireless work year after year in the budget process have helped ensure that the board has the resources it needs, and whereas Kathy's careful and persistent management of the biennial audit process has resulted in favorable evaluations of the board's fiscal and administrative management, and whereas Kathy has always demonstrated the strongest possible commitment to the board's work and has shown admirable flexibility in meeting deadlines and meeting new challenges, and whereas throughout her tenure with the board, Kathy has earned the confidence and respect of board chairs, board members, and staff, all of whom appreciate her warmth, her kindness, and friendship. And whereas on the occasion of Kathy's retirement, the board commemorates and congratulates her on her years of outstanding service to the board, to state government, and to the people of the state of Illinois, therefore be it proclaimed by the Illinois Pollution Control Board that we salute Kathy Griffin for her many years of service and wish her and her family many more years of health, happiness, and friendship. That's the proclamation. Many thanks to you, Kathy, for all your tireless work on behalf of the board. I know I speak for all of us, the staff and the other board members, in wishing you the absolute best, a happy and fruitful retirement. I move adoption of the proclamation, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Not surprisingly, the vote was unanimous. The ayes have it, and the proclamation is approved. We have no other items. Member Polybos moves that we adjourn, seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polybos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity. The ayes have it. The motion is approved. Thank you all for your help. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, still connected, that does conclude the presentation for this morning. Again, we thank you very much for all of your participation and using our event conferencing service. You may now disconnect.
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.